This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
/23/16 Wednesday on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen. We're going to just go through as much of the information as we can on several of the top stories conversationally. It's up to you to keep your mind occupied. What do you think about some of these things that are on the top of people's minds? For example, the results of the primary and caucus voting yesterday, Arizona, Utah, and Idaho. Caucuses in Utah and Idaho, Republicans and Democrats both being heard in Arizona and Utah, Democrats in Idaho, three states in play. Things did not go very well. I'll give you the results, and then we'll talk about how badly this whole system is running. Another reason, as I say, I give you the reasons because people wonder, oh, how can Donald Trump get this far? He gets this far because of stuff that happened with the ridiculously long lines, polling place confusion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Having said that, Donald Trump got 46% of the vote in Arizona, Cruz 23%, and Kasich got a little over 10%. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton got 59% of the vote. Ernie Sanders. Where does that come from? Bernie Sanders got almost 38% of the vote. In Idaho, Sanders took Clinton for a real ride, 78% to 21% in the caucuses there. Utah, 70% of the caucus support went to Cruz. No surprise there because of the Mormon. I don't see this was a surprise. Some people were saying that Trump was going to win. I didn't believe that for a second. Not a second. Because the likes of Trump wouldn't make it in the Mormon world. Is that a Freudian slip or not? Kara, what do you think? Kara Schillen is here with me on Good Day. Yes? No? Is that a Freudian slip? I said the Muslim population of Utah. I bet you there are about four people that live in Utah who are Muslims. Other than that, pretty much. And they're not Muslim. I think, 50% of the state, 60% are Mormons. But there was a lot of activity on the part of former presidential candidate Mitt Romney, who was, it's interesting how he has gotten around. He has a summer home. He spends a long, I think 4 or 5 months of the year, actually, Lake Winnipesaukee up in New Hampshire. He was the governor of Massachusetts and did a very good job. He was a good governor. But his business with Trump is very transparent, I would say. Anyway, that's part of the story, the results. The other part of the story is the situation with the long lines and the confusion. Here's Jeff Woods, who posted a video on YouTube from Arizona of the long lines.
So this is our taxpayers' dollars at work. Maricopa County Registrar has 60 polling locations. Let's see how it's working out for our citizens. This is absolutely ridiculous. This is designed to suppress the vote. This is why the lines are so long. Yeah, it just keeps on going. This is why we pay our taxes, so we can wait in lines. Yeah, thanks, Maricopa County Registrar. We really, really appreciate you accommodating all these fine folks today. Makes it very convenient for people who are working. Yeah, for me, it's great. I have an appointment in an hour, but I have to come back and wait for hours and hours and hours. It just keeps going.
All right, so the way you take care of that, in my estimation, is to have a large concerted. I learned a lot last night. I'm becoming a community organizer in my town because we're trying to save the open space. So we had a meeting with two boards the selectmen, and the planning board, and they voted unanimously to support a plan that had been put forth by the Agricultural Advisory Committee, of which I am a member, to save open space, farmlands, that sort of thing. And then there is the rest of the public, and one of the things that we decided to do is make sure that we're communicating regularly with people who are in other positions of influencing the vote before the town meeting. In this circumstance, I'd be organizing one or two things, and this is why, again, I go back to Trump, the protesting that should be going on in our country over all kinds of things, akin to the civil rights movement, to the Vietnam protesting, that sort of thing. All of that seems to have gone away with the advent of September 11th. At any rate, these people should be held accountable. That's what they... You heard the guy complaining about his taxpayer dollars at work. Okay, so your taxpayer dollars are not at work. You either recall the people, you protest at town hall, you get into the news media, you do a mailer, you do all kinds of things. But it's time for a change. And he's right. Absolutely right. There's one thing here in order, and that is to suppress the vote, to keep the vote going the way they wanted to. Who knows if everybody had been able to vote, whether the numbers would have come out the way they did, 70%. There was obviously a fix in the can for Cruz. Here's somebody in Park City, Utah, a 19-year-old named Susie Carroll. She and her friends were prevented from participating in the caucus, even though it was supposed to be open for another hour.
Once I closed credentialing cannot be reopened. So we closed credentialing at around 8 o'clock. So people that are coming, I'm sorry, but
you better be.
It's closed.
What about those people that were here before 8 o'clock?
Yes.
What time were you here, right?
Because there were people here at 7:30 and they said they got turned
10 to 8.
Away.
8.
I was here at noon again.
And it wasn't 8 o'clock.
I understand.
What about the TV, CNN, Fox, saying voting is still open?
I respect that.
Do you respect him, but you don't like
to 8?
How is it going to hurt?
There was one volunteer that turned them all away. There was a group of people got turned away at 10 to 8. So when you say around 8 o'clock, was that at 8 o'clock?
I don't know what exact time. I don't know the exact time of that. But I closed credentialing. People did still come, and they'll still continue to come.
Some counties said 7 to 9.
I understand.
This is Summit County.
I understand. I really understand.
Summit County.
I understand, ma'am.
From 7 to 9, Summit County.
I say you let everybody here vote. Let everybody be happy. And the people who don't vote, you should call the news and complain.
Yeah. That's damnable. And so under the circumstances, how do you handle it? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com, or you can send to Facebook or Twitter comments, social media, Facebook. Facebook. They ought to be. I tickled myself there. Spacebook.com. No. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Brody is in Brownsville, Texas, with a thought about the situation in Arizona. Trump got 46, almost 47% of the vote. That a good thing or not, Brody?
I have two comments. One, your call screener wasn't going to let me say, but I know you'll be fair. I think it's absurd that you would say that in Arizona, the closing of confusion is why Trump got ahead. Like, if they would have left it open, that only the Cruz voters would have showed up late. I think that's silly. And your call screener told me that I couldn't talk about raw milk, but I do have comments about that.
Well, I think what she was trying to do is keep the focus on the primary and the presidential race in general in terms of this is a sort of a free-for-all. So raw milk, just to give people, so you're taking away from the focus of the presidential race. I will entertain your comment, mostly because we were talking earlier about raw milk. And as a dairy farmer and someone who sold raw milk, my comments were aimed at the situation in West Virginia, where there was an incident. The state passed last week an ordinance that allows raw milk to be sold. It becomes the 27th state in the country to sell raw milk. And there was, after that there was raw milk served to everybody in sort of a celebratory mode after the election results were known.
Well, I understand that.
I'm explaining it for everybody else. No, I want to explain it for everybody else so they know whatever your comment is comes from an earlier conversation. That's all. Anyway, what was found after this circumstance, which got national attention in terms of raw milk, it had nothing to do with these people all getting sick. So the news media ganged up.
I wasn't one to talk about that or comment about that.
Well, but I'm telling a story because that's what happened most recently in that circumstance. Okay, so what do you want to say?
I think it's silly that people are drinking the milk from another animal. We're lactose intolerant for a reason. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Rich. He has the most common sense on the show. He's brilliant.
Right.
Later, guys.
Okay. Richie's brilliant. All right, Rich McFadden is a part of this program certain hours of the day, not usually in this hour. Sometimes he is. Lactose, just so you know, lactose intolerance goes away when you drink raw milk. The reason that we are lactose intolerant is because of how the milk is purified. I put that in quotation marks because the laser treatment that's given to it is basically microwaved now in the new way. The old world order was you just cook it a little until all the bacteria was gone, and now it's microwaved. But the lactose intolerance comes from cooking out of the milk the benefits of it. There are a lot of people that are protesting using milk because they don't want to have cows used that way, or they don't want cows because of methane, whatever it is. But anyway, so that was a direction we weren't planning on going in, but why not? Good information. It's 17 past the hour here on Good Day.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with the limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Add select three packs of the Dario electric guitar strings, just $8.99. Create a masterpiece in your home studio with a Harbinger 5-channel mixer, just $39. Or sing it loud with a wireless vocal microphone, also just $39. Don't miss your chance to make music this weekend only at Guitar Center.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is responsible for the Forbidden Doctor podcasts. I always like to, before we get involved in any conversation about medical priorities, find out, because most of the time these Forbidden Doctor podcasts are about medical priorities. So what's the focus this week?
Graham's celiac disease and leaky gut. That comes in right behind the answer to 97% of all cancers.
What does it mean, leaky? What's leaking?
Well, partially digested, undigested material is getting through the gut wall that should not be getting through the gut wall into the bloodstream.
All right, podcast 4 and podcast 24.
Yes, healing the gut. It's just healing the gut.
Yeah. Well, that's, you say all of it. I believe you 100%. All of our health begins with a healthy gut, and that means you have to have a good probiotic. And take that with regularity, maybe every day. You want to have good bacteria with bad bacteria. You want things to be digested well, all of that stuff. So, and it all makes nothing but sense. So check it out at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you also can get the Long Life Energy enzymes that are there. This is a product. How are we doing on the thyroid product?
Well, we were supposed to have it in the store today, but there was a small, the quality control people that are doing this for us saw a small little error in the label. And so the fire alarms went off, and Mary was up late last night making the changes to the label. You know, just little things between microgram and milligram. I mean, that makes a big difference. That's a 1,000-point difference right there.
All right. So then if you, but this is all about health, your health and well-being. Jack has put together through his career lots of experiences, figured out by talking to lots of people what it is that is best for you, and the enzymes will help in that digestion and breathing and circulation to fight disease, that sort of thing. So you can get the Long Life Energy enzymes at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And if you use the code, you're nosing around in there and you want to order it, use the code Doug and save 10% off the product the long life energy enzymes and whatever. Just keep your eye on. You know, whatever Jack is going to come up with is going to be good and good for you. So that's ForbiddenDoctor.com. Let's talk about the best way to quit smoking. Some people think acupuncture is the way to do it. There are those who have quit cold turkey. I remember my father, when I was very young, just one day said, "Why am I doing this?" and stopped. My mother smoked all of her life, and it's what killed her. So it apparently is different for different folks. So across the board, just to say, even though research may suggest that cold turkey is the best way to quit smoking, the best way to quit smoking is not to start. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, that, hello, what it sort of is the premise. This, the headline reads, "Cold turkey, best way to quit smoking." No, best way to quit smoking is not to start. All right, well, so back it up from there.
What I've done with my patients who are really serious about trying to stop smoking is I always tell them, I want you to have some dried cherries or some dried cranberries or something like this with you, because after a day or two, the real craving is for that sugar that the chemicals in that paper help to maintain sugar levels in the bloodstream, when they start to drop, because most smokers don't have the best diet anyway, so they're usually hypoglycemic to begin with. So have some dried cherries, have some dried cranberries, some other dried fruit. Don't go crazy with it, because that stuff's loaded with sugar, but just a little bit here and there, and you'll see the craving pass away real quickly.
How do you feel about that, folks? Let's make a quick reference to arthritis pain. There was a study about acetaminophen, however you pronounce that, which is basically Tylenol, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the basis of Tylenol.
So it doesn't help arthritis pain. What does? Is the gut a factor in
yes.
this as well?
You bet it is.
Yeah.
We have many patients whose arthritis, even rheumatoid arthritis, has begun to subside when they stop poisoning the system by healing and sealing the gut. The food of our ancestors, you know, 100 years ago, never had these problems.
No. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack here on Good Day.
Saving money for your business should be simple. And with Lowe's Business Credit, you can save your business 5% on everyday purchases. It's that easy, that instant. Save 5% in-store or at lowesforpros.com on the supplies, tools, and materials your business needs. There are no hoops to jump through, no extra steps to take, and nobody telling you where to spend the money you save. Visit the Pro Desk for details or go to lowesforpros.com and save instantly with Lowe's Business Credit. Offer is subject to credit approval and cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Dreaming of spring getaways or summer vacations? You can get there faster if you play your cards right. Credit cards, that is. Take it from Brian Kelly, the points guy.
I've made a career out of helping people maximize their loyalty points to travel the world at a fraction of the cost. My recent trip to Africa cost just $5.60 cash out of pocket for a business class ticket to Ghana.
Some cards give you points for everything you purchase. Then you choose how to spend them.
If you take regular trips or even just an occasional family vacation, you should consider getting an airline credit card. Get a credit card that aligns with what you spend your money on. So not only can you get a bonus on airline spend, but the new JetBlue credit cards give 2 points per dollar spent on all restaurant and grocery spend. You can get flights and other travel rewards faster than you think. There's no annual fee, no blackout dates, and the points never expire. JetBlue flies all over the U.S., Latin America, and the Caribbean, so you can be on the beach in no time. For more information, visit JetBlue.com or BarclayCardUS.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen. We work our way through some of the other things that are on people's minds. I suppose the number one thing other than politics is what happened in Brussels yesterday with the explosion, people talking about this all around our country, all around the world. The attacks put the city of Brussels in a virtual lockdown. Flights were canceled at the airport, subway, and tram and bus travel all canceled. This is something that was well planned, apparently. There is nothing that gets in the way of understanding what these people want. 81 people injured in the airport blast. Looks like 11. I thought at one point it was 13. It's either 11 or 13 people killed at the airport. 15 dead, 55 injured in the metro station blast. So what are we to make of this? I guess maybe a good place for us to start in terms of audio is to listen to a reporter named Polly Boyko, who was there with some of the more recent developments in the last few hours following the attack.
Police raids are ongoing. This is very much a ongoing situation. We've just had reports that police have reportedly arrested three people linked to today's attacks. And there have been raids carried out in a northern suburb of Brussels called Schaarbeek. The prosecutor's office hasn't given away too many details because they say it's they have to keep security tight and this is an ongoing operation. But they have confirmed that they've found a nail bomb, bomb. They found chemicals that could be used to make an explosive and an ISIL flag in one of the apartments where they carried out these raids. Interestingly, last week when raids were taking place connected to the November Paris attacks, they also found explosives and an ISIS flag here in Brussels. Now, there are also reports of a changing situation outside the Brussels airport where those attacks took place earlier this morning. The security there had been somewhat relaxed after an initial security sweep in the afternoon, but now it's back to full on. We're hearing reports that there's been a suspicious package found there and security has been jacked up once again. So an eerie atmosphere here, really. The European headquarters here, they've been evacuated. People have been told to stay home. It's the top terror alert for this city. It's really on lockdown, apart from the journalists and the occasional security and police cars whizzing through the city. It's like a ghost town, really.
Well, that's what you'd expect under the circumstance. Paris, pretty much the same. Now, one of the big news networks over there, the equivalent of Fox, is called Sky News, belongs to Rupert Murdoch's company. Here's Alistair Bunkall reporting on the reaction from England to the attack in Brussels.
Within hours of events in Brussels, security at train stations and airports in the UK was increased. More armed police were deployed. Trains from the St Pancras Eurostar terminal to the continent were suspended. Security was visibly strengthened.
We are stepping up a presence at transport hubs and at major airports, but that is purely for the purpose of reassurance and doesn't reflect any intelligence that we have about a threat to London.
The UK threat level remains the same, severe, one down from the highest level. It means that an attack is highly likely, but not imminent.
The threat is so difficult to deal with, it's simply not possible to reduce it to zero. And that, I'm afraid, is the grim reality of what we face today.
The images of the Brussels Metro will remind people of what happened in London on 7/7. It is exactly what the UK security services have been training for. A major exercise was held last month to rehearse for multiple attacks on the capital.
I would be fairly confident that in terms of resources, if a similar atrocity happened in London, our response will be probably as good as it can be. But even then, lessons will still be learned, and we will learn lessons from what's happened in Brussels.
Sounds like Michael Caine, doesn't he? The circumstances in terms of understanding what went on and the hideousness of Daesh and these terrorists and the fact that really nothing by Europeans, by Americans, by other people in the world, nothing's being done to stop these people. Nothing that has any traction, any value. We have these circumstances. Oh, we're all worried about an attack. What are we doing about getting rid of the perpetrators? Basically, nothing. Bombs. These bombs were packed with nails. So you can imagine how deadly that is. When a bomb goes off and there are nails in it, what happens to the people who are within range? People killed by nails at the airport. People killed by nails at the subway station. These were coordinated attacks, and the extremists who represent Islam in a horrific way have once again made their mark. And what are we doing about it? Nothing. We're all scared. Nobody wants to get on a plane. Most of the flights from America to Europe yesterday, to Brussels, they were all canceled. To London, half as many people on the flights to Paris, to Germany, to Spain, to Italy, all the major tourists. And this is just the beginning of the tourist season. Around the 1st of April is when things get ramped up, more flights get added because people find the weather to be appealing, and this is when they want to go to Europe. But they want to face the dangers that have been created in part by the lack of response, the lily-livered leadership that is basically prominent in the world today. People say, what do you want us to do? I want you to be leaders. I want you to go over there and fix the problem. Well, it's hard to know who the enemy is. You know what? Don't give me that bunkum. You people, all this money that's spent, all these whiners from the FBI and the National Security Administration saying we don't have enough, we can't keep track of everybody's email and voice. Of course you can. And of course they do. It's bureaucratic bungling in one way, but lack of leadership in another way. This is the number one problem in the world. What's the world doing about it? The Russians were really the only ones who bombed. We've sent bombers over there. Europeans have bombed. But has it stopped these guys from attacking Brussels? Has it stopped Europeans from worrying about whether they can travel and have a good time? No, it hasn't stopped any. These people have not been the Daesh fighters and terrorists go on without much fear of anything happening to them. So what do we do about that? 888-302. Doug, here's another reporter named Liz Klayman talking to former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Bob Hormats about whether the attack will cause Europe to end their open borders policy.
A traumatized Europe that cannot protect itself now, deciding whether to end what was expected to create a stronger Europe. Looking at this video of what happened in Brussels airport, it leads everybody to question the so-called Schengen Treaty or open borders, which was actually first created back in 1985, where anyone within those 26 European Union countries could travel freely without stopping at checkpoints. Will this most recent attack and the rest of Europe's most wanted, one of the Paris attackers just 4 days ago, mean the death of open borders? That becomes the question, because the man who was arrested 4 days ago, one of the masterminds at the Paris attacks, just easily drove through and got back to Belgium.
Yes, I think there is one question whether they can, in fact, close the borders now that they've left them open. These borders are, as you know, very, very open now. Closing them would be very complicated.
Yeah. You know, these people have their way with us, and we're a bunch of cowards. We are. We're not doing anything. And now we're running away again. We're going to close all the borders and restrict people's movements because we can't take care of the problem. That's what government is basically saying. That's what these people are telling you. They can't fix the problem, so they're going to create another problem for law-abiding citizens who just want to live their lives. And they can't because of inaction from government and action at first from government and some big corporations who stirred the pot many, many years ago, created this enmity. Now you can say, well, it goes back to the days of the start of religion, if you will, maybe the back to the dawn of humanity where people, brothers, didn't get along with brothers and all that. Yeah, maybe that's true. You can go back as far as you want to, and we can blame whoever, but blaming this party or that party or this country and that country, other than dealing with the reality of it being right, it doesn't fix the problem. What fixes the problem is action. And we don't have anybody really thinking about the intended consequences that are necessary here. Two suicide bombers made an incredible mess yesterday. Is it because of porous borders? Is it because of calcified security? Is it because there's too much politics involved? I don't know. You can come up with any number of things, but where's their leadership to fix the problem? I'll ask that question until probably the last time I'm on the radio, which hopefully will be a long time from now. 43 and change past the hour on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
The available updates here on the Good Day program at 47 past the hour. The situation in Europe, situation in Brussels, situation in Paris, situation everywhere. Here is Mike Rogers, who's a former congressman. He does a daily, I think there are three of them, a one-minute vignette. He used to be the chairman in the House of the whatever committee was had oversight into these sorts of operations, defense, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, talking about what he believes the response ought to be.
There's really two things that have to happen. One, you cannot continue to ignore, as a major foreign policy, what's going on in eastern Syria and western Iraq. It is breeding ground for the terrorists who are showing up in Europe. So you have this really mishmash of security problems. They were using encrypted communications provided commercially off the shelf that allows them to avoid law enforcement, even if they know who they are. They're having a very difficult time getting that information. B, you have this huge migrant population where we know that ISIS says they were going to infiltrate it. We believe that they have. And they have this porous border problem, horrible security on passports. You start ticking all of these off, and it leads to a bombing in an airport that kills 28 innocent people and a bombing in a subway as well. And so all you have to deal with that. You have to deal with where they finance, where they live, where they house themselves, and you have to disrupt them in a way that's meaningful, not this press release fight that we're doing against ISIS in Syria. And then you do have to engage moderate Islamic leaders. You know, and it really started, the best speech I heard on this was the president of Egypt, who came in, El Sisi, and said, hey, we've got to do something about this, and we need to do something ourselves. Got very little coverage. The President of the United States should have been all over it saying, yes, we're with you. We want to help you do that. None of that happened. We need to encourage those kinds of leaders in the community. And Egypt is that heart and soul of the Arab world, many believe. And so we need to encourage that kind of talk, that kind of vision, that kind of attitude. And then we need to translate it back here to the United States. If you want to be a great United States citizen, it means you stand up for all the citizens, no matter if they're different or not. And that starts in your own community if bad things are happening.
Well, bad things are happening, whether that is going to carry the day or not, interesting thoughts. I used to think that Mike Rogers was not as much a force is probably the right word, until I met him a few weeks ago, and thought he actually was quite penetrating with his analysis, some of the things I've heard, the vignettes, et cetera, et cetera, but his thoughts are better now. It seems to me that he's out of Congress. 51 at the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time to have some introspective thinking, courtesy of the folks who are responsible for the chicken soup brand. Amy Newmark is here with chicken soup for the soul, my very good, very bad dog. So dogs and chicken soup. Don't give them chicken bones, but you can give them chicken soup. We'll find out how this all works. Put it together, and what do you have? Bippity-boppity-boo? No, bippity-boppity-bark, Richie. Up next here. Good day. You get what I'm doing there?
Very clever.
Thank you very much. I'm just
always amazed.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 crisp sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now, and you want powerful relief now, Use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, Amy Newmark is joining us, best-selling author, editor-in-chief, and publisher of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. So this has been around for a long time. I have my copy of Chicken Soup for the Soul. I don't know which version this is. There have been about six bowls here that have had this chicken in it. I just love reading the stories that open up one's heart and are good spiritual things. So you got this focus on dogs. Am I right to assume your new book is about dogs?
Yes, it is. It's called My Very Good, Very Bad Dog. And one of the key points that I make in the book is that the next time you feel like you want some love in your life, go to the bark side. And that would be... Well, I heard you do your bippity-boppity-bark thing.
Yes.
Go to your...
Aren't I inspiring? Isn't it great to be here, Amy? It's so inspiring to be around great minds.
So inspired.
Yes.
But I want to inspire everyone to go to your local shelter or rescue organization and adopt a dog. There are more than 3 million dogs waiting to be adopted right now in the U.S. and Canada, and adopted dogs, everyone will tell you, make the absolute best pets.
We went to, it was last year in May, when my best pal Meredith and I drove down to New York, went to Brooklyn to a kill shelter to find a pit bull or pit bull combination, which is the kind of dog she likes. My dog had died the previous month, so she wanted to get a dog, and we didn't end up taking what we thought we were going to take. I think we ended up taking something much better, a dog named Millie, who is part pit bull and part American, whatever it is that is sort of like a pit bull. Great, wonderful dog. Needed a little training because, you know, you don't know where these dogs come from, and many of them have been abused. That's why they're there. But the story here is about a puppy that was found in a dumpster. This is a true story.
Yes. Yeah, so this happens to be about a pit bull. It's one of the 101 stories in our book. And I do feature a lot of stories about pit bulls and pit bull mixes because there's so much, there are so many misconceptions out there.
Yep.
But anyway, in this case, Catherine Bales was brought a pit bull by her neighbor. It was 10 days old. It was the size of a can of soda, frozen, almost dead, found in a dumpster. And Catherine happened to be in a wheelchair, and she needed a new service dog. So she saved the life of this little pit bull, and it turned out to be a fabulous service dog because dogs are so intuitive.
Yep.
And so many of these rescues become service dogs or therapy dogs just because they already know how to do it.
Mm-hmm. So when you go back over the 23 years that you've been doing these Chicken Soup for the Soul books, how have you managed this? I listen to you tell this story, and I think it just goes right to the heart of what my values are and so many people listening to the program. How do you manage to do that? How do you keep coming up with these fresh, relevant ideas?
I make the books that I want to read. So if there's a topic I want to read about, I make a Chicken Soup for the Soul book about it. And I also use the books to try to open people's minds to things like adopting dogs from shelters.
Yeah. Well, this certainly is a story. There's so many, as you said, about 3 million dogs around, and many of them get euthanized. There's no reason for that because there are a lot of people who want and have and can provide loving homes for a good dog. So, from dumpster dog to service dog, the latest in the Chicken Soup books, check it out at chickensoup.com. Amy Newmark here with us.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available online.